I love this gospel story. It is so brilliantly told. As gospel writers go, Mark is often thought of as the roughest, the least polished. His gospel is fast, the language is simpler. But Mark knew what he was doing. And this story we just heard from the sixth chapter of Mark is proof of that. The structure of the story, it's the only place in the Gospels that uses flashback, and he uses it seamlessly. The detail of the story, the emotion it captures. I love this story. This story immediately follows on from the previous scene, and so the introduction we heard today informs us that Herod had heard of Jesus and deeds of power. There had been healings and exorcisms, and these displays of power were being done by both Jesus and his disciples. In the case of Mark 6, the chapter that we are in, the disciples had been traveling two by two, and among those who received them, they were casting out demons and healing the sick. Lives were being made new. And the disciples were able to do these things because God is in charge. And in Jesus, God's rule, God's power was breaking in. In Jesus, here is the life that truly is life. This is what Herod hears about. And he thinks it's John the Baptist who is doing these things. But not because John the Baptist was a strange man who would be likely to do strange things like this. No, he thinks it is John the Baptist, whom Herod himself had been responsible for beheading. Herod had ordered the death of John the Baptist, and now Herod thinks John has been raised from the dead. And, the story tells us, Herod thinks this because the kind of power these sorts of healings take is resurrection power. This is resurrection power taking hold in the lives of others. This is resurrection power healing the sick. This is resurrection power shining light into the darkness and casting out the demons. This is resurrection power making the broken whole and making things new. This kind of power is not the power of the world. The power to call forth life from death is resurrection power. Therefore, Herod thinks John must have been raised from the dead. Well, why did Herod have John killed in the first place? Well, even kings feel the pressure of the world. Even kings, maybe especially kings, they need to look good and to keep status. One of the things I find heartbreaking about the way Mark tells this story is that Herod, and maybe this is too strong a word, but Herod seems to like John. We are told that Herod knows John is righteous and holy. We are told that Herod liked to spend time with John. And even though John would confront Herod with the truth about Herod's unrighteous ways, which would perplex Herod, even then, Herod liked to listen to him. Well, of course, all this was too much for Herod's wife. She, too, was implicated by the truth that John spoke. It can be hard to hear the truth when it accuses us. So she wanted John out of the picture. Yet even then, Herod protected him. Now, sure, Herod feared that if he did anything to John, there was the possibility that John's followers would rise up in rebellion. But beyond that, do I dare say Herod seems to have had some sort of affection for John? So, in short, Herod liked John. He had a fearful respect of him. He knew he was righteous and holy, and yet, there is a point at which the pressure becomes too great. The pressure to act in ways that are contrary to our convictions. The pressure to act in ways that are contrary to our beliefs. To act in ways that are contrary to our faith. The pressure is great. The pressure to go along, to get along. We don't want our friends to think that we're weird. The pressure is great to not stand out. Unless, I suppose, it is so everyone can see how successful we are. Which social media just amplifies this desire of ours to look good. And so, with the pressure bearing down on Herod, how could he not kill John the Baptist? It happened at the social event of the year, Herod's birthday banquet. His wife's very attractive daughter entertained the crowd and impressed Herod with her dancing. Of course, this is another story altogether. But moved by her dancing, Herod promised her anything that she desires. Guided by her mother, the daughter surprised Herod by asking for John's head. And Herod was trapped. He was trapped by his status. He was captive to his political and social obligations. Surrounded by his nobles and military commanders and all the leading men of Galilee. These are important people, people he needed to look good in front of. And so he was compelled to act contrary to his convictions. He liked John. He didn't want to kill John, but he was going to kill John anyway. Because looking good, worldly success, hanging on to power were more important to Herod than doing the things Herod deep down really wanted to do. Wanting to be in control, Herod wasn't in control at all. He was captive. That is not the life that truly is life. The pressure is great. So many things seek to control us, and we are controlled by so many things. So many pressures, so many anxieties, so many temptations. On the one hand, so many struggles and illnesses and griefs. And on the other hand, so much need for success and comfort and security and affirmation. So many things compel us to kill John. What is the way out of such captivity? Is there a way out? Are we even looking for a way out? Herod wondered if John had been raised from the dead. This, of course, was an impossibility. Resurrection? The world doesn't work that way. Now, perhaps thinking John had been raised was a sign of Herod's guilt. Perhaps Herod was being haunted by the ghost of his actions. Perhaps it was fear that he was now going to get what he deserved. Or perhaps it was hope. Perhaps Herod, even Herod, wanted to believe that there was something other than impossibility. That there was something other than being held captive. Perhaps Herod wanted to believe there was something better than the ways of the world. There is. Now, it wasn't John raised from the dead, but it would be Jesus. And there is resurrection power. And this resurrection power is God's power to free captives. It is God's power to heal the sick. It is God's power to make the broken whole. It is God's power to redeem sinners, to give life to the dead, and to make our lives and all of creation new. Resurrection power is God's power to bring about the life that truly is life. Isn't that what we are looking for? In Christ is where it is found. Amen.